is there?
Just to be a quick stick on what we learnt yesterday. Test. Oh, so we speak about interesting halacha about accidental knots. Knots that are made by accident. That means whatever. Someone, so the Mishnah Berurah's case there, this is interesting. Someone's making a bow, and by mistake, it changes from a bow to a knot. So the Mishnah Berurah says that one's allowed to undo that. One's allowed to, since it's called Shloime Kavona, he didn't have Kavona when he did it. So it's Ki'ilu, we explained yesterday, it's Ki'ilu, it's done. Al-Das, just not really for a long time. Never you can undo it. So we said from the Chaznish asked, if that's the case, then how does that help with a Kesher Omen? If someone made a double knot, for example, how would that help with a double knot? If someone's making a knot, and by mistake he made a double knot. It happens often with shoelaces, actually, yeah? Person made a double knot, and now he wants to undo it. So we said, the Chaznish says that since a double knot is a Chumrah, plus this whole thing is a big shaila of Shloime Kavona, so one can remake it in that case as well. But Kitzur, what came out yesterday this year was that every knot that is made by mistake, that means he's trying to sort out a knot, and while he's undoing it, it comes into a fester knot, that knot can be undone.
If it happened before Shabbos, if you came into Shabbos, you put your shoes on Friday night already, and the knot was there and you took off from after Shabbos from last week.
No, what does that mean?
You put your shoes on Friday night, it's already there,
yeah.
And you find there's a knot there.
No, that won't help you. The whole voyage is not Shloime Kavona on Shabbos. That Shloime Kavona which is done now is key, it wasn't done for proper times, that you can undo. It was done already beforehand, because you haven't got this letter. That means you made on, during the week, let's say, you made a knot by mistake.
After Shabbos, you took it off, you didn't realize when you took it off, Shabbos shoes, you made a knot. You come Friday night, you put it on by
Nachbar,
let's say,
the
next
day. Yeah, it's a good question, but I think the het is based only perhaps on Shabbos. That means it was done on Shabbos, Shloime Kavona. So we look at it as though it's only to be undone today. You're saying during the week also, can you tie in that during the week? You made it. This is a double on tonight, surely. What's going on? Double thing. It's a good question. It's picked a good night for a good question. I'll turn the camera around to you so you get your camera. I don't know. I have to think about it. You say, if it happens during the week.
Children's shoes.
Yeah,
in the night, let's say they're wearing pajamas, let's say. And the next morning, Shabbos day, you want to put the shoes in the
night.
There's a knot there from last week when you took it off.
Same. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. When you took off a Motor Shabbos last week, you by mistake, when you undid it, you made a double knot. I don't know, I have to check it out. Yeah. Okay. It's always good chazoris. You always come out with something extra. Very good. Yeah, Shkreir. Okay, that was what we said yesterday, more or less, with an accidental knot. Then we moved on to another very interesting thing, and that is that there's different levels of kshorim that a person can make. So we saw number one was a chiddush that a kesher mitzvah rabbanon. So first of all, we came up with a chiddush yesterday. So what we started with yesterday is that we are always machmir. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir for a kesher that's called for time once 24 hours have passed. That means a person makes a knot more than 24 hours. That is called already a kesher which is osur mitzvah rabbanon. Under 24 hours, a simple knot is mutter, but more than 24 hours is a problem. A knot. This is really questionable, actually, we said yesterday. Up to 7 days is really a question. Some many poskim hold that up to 7 days is not called a proper knot. It's called a kesher mankotza. And therefore, in times of need, that the Mishnah Berurah says, someone is stuck. For example, he made a shoelace, for example, on, what do you call it, on during the week. He went to chasna during the week, he made a shoelace, knot and bow. He tied it up, and then he had in mind to leave it like that. On Shabbos, Wednesday night, he comes back from the chasna, he slips his shoes off. And now, on Friday night, he wants to put his shoes on, he can't fit his foot into it, it doesn't fit in. So he wants to undo that knot. That knot was made within 3 days of Shabbos. It's within a 7 day period of some many Achronim showing to take on that that's not called Zman Oruch, it's called Zman Kotza. I mean, even though we're Machmir, we said yesterday, that 1 day is called a knot, in times of need, a person is allowed to take on up to 7 days, one can undo the knot. So the Eis Hatzor, we said yesterday, one can be maker if one needs to undo a knot. That means one's got no other shoes to wear, let's say, for example. It's an Tzor, or another example is, let's say, for example, a person put a dress. So they went to the chasna on Wednesday, they made a knot and bow on the dress. They wanted to leave it like that. And on Shabbos, they want to put the dress on again, but the mice, they can't. it doesn't fit on, so they have to undo the knot and bow. So the Eis HaTzorich, we said yesterday, a person could take on like the Shittah up to 7 days. It's called a Zman Kotzer, and there's no Issa of making undoing that knot as well on Shabbos.
Yeah. Nice food as well. If you got a bag of food and you freeze it, you see Shabbos in the morning, I think the cholera always got them.
So if you can rip, so again, if you can avoid undoing it, if you can avoid undoing the knot, you can rip the thing, then that's much better.
Yes,
you avoid, you're relying, then you're covered by all things. If you can't, let's say you can't undo it, then you'll be able to rely on the
7 day knot.
Yeah, then you can rely on the 7 day knot. Okay, let's move on to the next one now. The next one is another interesting, and that's called a Kesher Uman. No, sorry. Let's rephrase that. A person made a double knot, for example. Now, we know that a double knot, the Ramah says a double knot we have to take on is called a Kesher Uman. I've said this a few times already. It's in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. That we have to be choshish that any double knot, even though it's a bit chiddush this year, but we have to take on that such a knot might be called a Kesher Uman. We don't know, we're not experts in what's called a Kesher Uman, what's called a professional knot. Says the Ramah, because of this, we have to take on that any double knot is called a Kesher Uman. Let's just find this here. Yes, Lizor Shle Lahati Shun Kesher Shu Snake Shroom Zal Gavazer. Any knot, double knot, which is made one on top of the other, is called a Kesher Uman. The Ain on the Bakim Azer make a Kesher Uman. We don't know. We're not experts. And therefore we have to assume, says the Ramah, that could be called a Kesher Uman. It's a chiddush, Lamaisa. We're machmir for this, but it's a chiddush, and therefore, this is interesting. What the Ramah writes. Listen very carefully. Loshen Ramah. Very the Loshen Ramah. The Ramah writes over here. B'chein noikin. We're machmir. This is our minik to be machmir that any double knot one has to take on as a proper knot. Mikol mokim, says the Ramah. Nirud and mokim tsaro. When a person's got a tsar. Ein lochush, you don't have to worry about this. For mutter lahatiroi, one can undo it. Sorry. The ein ayale issa whiskey out of my mind, but a glass of water. I'm not sure about. The ein ayale issa drabon. It's only an issa drabon. The bokum tsar lo gosru. You hear the remark? Very interesting remark. Again, the remark says that we take on these double knots are osu drabon. But we call mokum nearer to mokum tsar or ein lochush. But mokum tsar, you don't have to worry. For mutter lahatiroi, you're allowed to undo it. What does that mean? It means, for example, let's say someone made a knot Friday night, Friday morning. He intended to make his shoes nice and tight. He put a double knot in his shoes. Afterwards, he realized, wow, what have I done? Now, he didn't do it shlebe kavona. The maisi, he knew when he was making, he's making a double knot. So he made a double knot. Now, he wants to go to sleep Shabbos afternoon. He's got a problem. He can't go to sleep with his shoes on. Very uncomfortable. So the Maaseh, the Ramah says, in such a case, because it's uncomfortable, such a case, then one is allowed to undo this double knot. Yeah? That's what the Ramah says. Who had in, a woman made a double knot on her belt, she wanted to make it nice and tight, and then she's made it a bit too tight, whatever, and she now wants to undo it, then in that case, the Chayor also got the same heter. So this is... Sorry, thank you very much. I think I'll make a brach on this. It's just a bit of something else. Thank you. Right. So again, a case where it's a double knot, and it was made with a double knot. Since the whole thing of a Kesher Uman, a double knot, it's a question. In this case over here, but Mokum Tsaro, where it's going to cause uncomfortableness for a person, he's allowed to be mean under this knot, says Ramah. So you stay in Ramah. And because the whole voice is a chumra, this double knot that we take on is a Kesher Uman, it's a chumra to human make. Lemaisa, the question is that when he posted Achrei of busy on this, is the Ramah talking about only a double knot? Or is the Ramah talking about any Kesher Drabolon? Lemaisa, the Askomas Haposkim is the Ramah is only makel generally by a double knot. Lemosh, let's say someone made a Kesher Uman. Also this Drabolon, yeah? He made a proper Kesher Uman, just by, not for the Zman Oruch. That one can't be makel with. A double knot, which is questionable when it's a Kesher Uman, that one can you make it with. But so that's an example of someone made a double knot on his shoes, and he wants to undo it because he can't get to bed. Such a case, one can be lenient. But generally speaking, all these Suri Drabonon knots, one cannot take this heter and be lenient because of a Mokum Tsar. It's only on this one of a double knot. That's level number two. Level number three is a more chomodic one, And that's a knot which is made for more than 7 days. You made it lechatchila for more than 7 days, and that's a very chomer rabbon, because that, according to everyone, is osur midrabbon now. I mean, before, we've been talking about more lenient ones. You had a kesher, which is between 1 and 7 days, questionable whether it's a knot at all. Then you had another one of a double knot, also questionable whether it's a kesher omer, whether it's osur midrabbon or not. Now we're talking about a knot that was made for definitely more than 7 days. No question about it. It's a rabbon. It wasn't made loy lamvoy. It was made for more than 7 days. Can you undo such a knot? Someone has to undo such a knot, for example, on Shabbos. Is he allowed to? So here, there's no heter of the tzorech, you need it. There's no heter of tzar of the guf. That's also not a heter. There's only a heter of tzorech mitzvah. One heter, or a few heter in this case. One heter is the tzorech mitzvah. I'll give you an example. Let's say someone tied up a sefer Torah. Someone tied up a sefer Torah on Shabbos mincha, Shabbos morning, and that sefer Torah is not used on next Shabbos. A week later. That's more than 7 days, I'm not. But Levi's got another same material to use. So in that case there, because it's a chomer drabon, it's more than 7 days, but since it's the tzorech mitzvah, there's a necessity for a mitzvah, you can't use the same material, you've got another same material to use, then one may be lenient and undo that knot.
You
didn't like Ma'aseh Omer. No, is much worse, because a Ma'aseh Omer makes it much more chomer. No, Ma'aseh Omer you couldn't undo probably. It's not a ma'aseh omer. No, a knot on bow is not normally a ma'aseh omer. Yeah, normal knot is a ma'aseh omer. You're asking, make a, I must say, most of our knots are not a ma'aseh omer, yeah, which are soppy, so that's really much better. But a ma'aseh omer, which a real ma'aseh omer, is very rare. The Moshe, I mean, the Gemara's example is you're tying a ship with it, or you're tying something with a camel, and there's no ring. It's very rare. Most of our knots haven't got this problem. So where's this nageya to? I don't know. The Moshe, it could have been, I mean, it's not really so nageya anymore now. The same with two is a good example. I'll tell you where else it could have been nageya. In the olden times, there were a lot of Masorikin boxes. So, you know, it could be you used to have these like strings, you tie your lulav and esrog inside. So, there could have been again, a person bought his lulav and esrog 2 weeks before Sukkos. He made a knot and bow in his lulav and esrog. He's prepared it all before. I put that dust in my rubbish, let's say, put everything in. And then on Sukkos, he wants to use his lulav. And he's got, it's tied up.
Dry
it'll up. Be dried up. Okay, that's so, a week before. Yeah, it's not so. We do rice nowadays. We don't use string so much. It's not sewn again. These halachas of string of tying things now are not sewn again. I'll tell you what someone showed me today, which is an interesting point. I must say, you know, when you make the lulav, when you bind the lulav, the kosh, not the kosh itself, but the actual rings that go round the lulav. That apparently there was a bit of an argument going with it. Very interesting, actually. What came out was the machlokes, how you make them. Not machlokes, different ways of making it. One of the ways you make it, which is apparently the standard way of making these little ringlach, that is the proper kesher. Now that kesher, yeah, could even be a ma'aseh omer. It's very possible it's a ma'aseh omer, and it's l'kayomo. It's made for a very long time. So that to make on what? It depends how you make it. One person made it there that there was nothing was going round. It was just going round and round. But one that made it goes backwards and forwards. It looks like it's a proper kesher. The Maaser, the Mishnah Brewer speaks about the top region of Arab, actually. Very interesting. He's talking about top region of Arab, Sukkot and Ches. The Mishnah Brewer is talking about these knots. He calls that a proper kesher, actually. He calls it a kesher, the gabi, that when you have to agat all the hadassim and the robbers to lulav. He says, the mashal again, the kesher, the oyster, when ali lulav, kmin base yad, the toik min ha lulav, gamze bechal kesher. That's called a kesher. L'choy, that's what he's talking about, that ring. I don't think he's talking about the kosher. I think he's talking about the actual ring itself. I'm not sure. But l'choy, that's also called a kesher. So that to make on yonta will be problematic. So this chomodika, what do you call it? Knot. This chomodika knot, which is made for more than 7 days, that is much more of a problem. That's much more chomor. So the heter we've got so far, we've said over here, the heter is lechera one. If it's a tzorech mitzvah mamish, one's allowed to undo it oneself. The tzorech mitzvah chazal work goyzer in this case. Where else could it be again? That's also I was looking at today. Also interesting about an eruv. Let's say the eruv string snaps. Sorry. Well, I'm not sure it's a kesher. I don't know how they made a kesher. It's a kesher omen. It's a kesher shekayoma, hopefully. It's a kesher shekayoma, but that knot there is made for 7 days, yeah? So now the shaila is, if let's say that snaps on Shabbos, for example, what can you do? So what would you tell me you can do, Rabbi Yisrael? I thought I was right. What would you tell me if someone's realized that eight of the snaps? Oh, so quite right. Would you agree? Before you come to Goy, can you make a bow yourself?
It's
okay.
Well, you like Makkah Patrick, I can see that. You like that Menachah. You're looking forward to getting around to Makkah Patrick. That's another Makkah Patrick. I must say, even it's a
Sorry? Now you can't carry, now you can carry. So it's a Makkah Patrick.
Is that called a Makkah Patrick? Is that called a tikkun?
No, but now once it's broken.
Yeah, but that's always the cloud in Makkah Patrick. That's always a cloud. The shoelace came out of a shoe.
Right.
Is there a Makkah Patrick to put the shoelace back in? It's not. If it was there once before and you're putting it back together again, that's not Makkah Patrick. So I'm not sure about this Eruv case over here. It's a good point we're saying. I'm not sure. It could be this Eruv case. It was once a proper Eruv. The family got a snap and you're putting it back together. It's not. I don't know if that's the shadow of Makkah Patrick. But the Chayr, there's a big problem of kosher over here. Ah, you're only making a bow, and that's Gezeiras Chazal. Chazal say anything which is normal to make a proper knot on, even if you decide just to make an aniva, it's also to do. You know, but the mice is a big danger when you make such a knot like this. It's very likely you might make a proper knot because it's normal when you make an Eruv to join it together. Most people don't make a bow.
Yeah.
And therefore, that's what we said as well. If someone blows up a balloon, so besides the problem of Makkah Patrick in the balloon, let's say blowing up a balloon before Shabbos, let's say someone blew up a balloon before Shabbos and someone was holding it till Shabbos came in. And now you want to put a bow around that balloon. So we said there's a Gezeiras Chazal that you can't do it, because since it's normal to make a proper knot in there, it's very likely if we let you make a bow, it's very easy you'll forget yourself and you might make a proper knot. Who I deal with an Eruv, it's very likely if we let you make a bow, there's a big danger that you might make a proper knot, so we don't like to do it. But you're quite right, the Maaseh, what you do is, the halacha is, Shulchan says, such a case one can get a non-Jew. So again here, if the non-Jew can do it, b'derech aniva, a bow, so then it's shvus to shvus to mitzvah. He's doing an Issa Drabonon. You're asking to do an Issa Drabonon, which I'm really like him. Shvus to Shvus, welcome Mitzvah Mut, if you make a bow. It's Zecha good. The Maaseh, as long as it holds the string up, then that's called a proper bow. That's called the string is good. If he can't do it with a bow, it won't hold with a bow, then he can possibly make a proper knot. Yeah? So if something like that happens, then the non Jew will be allowed to, you're allowed to ask the non Jew to make the knot together.
What's the second Shvus? Think of it.
The kesher. The first shvus is Amir Lakum. What?
The bow. Like a shoelace.
Yeah, but it's Rabbon normally. To make a knot is an Israel. A bow is some no problem at all with a bow. A bow is sure can do a bow really is not a knot at all.
And what are you talking about?
Now I'm talking about a proper knot. Let's say the guy makes a proper knot.
Just not a double knot.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a proper knot, the marshal, but not let's say not. Even the double knot is also an Issa Drabonon pasuk, because we're not sure what Kesher Oman is. So the mice is also an Issa Drabonon. So any Issa Drabonon which is involved for the non Jew to do, that will be allowed to be done. The non Jew could do that, shus to shus to mitzvah, that will be allowed to be done. That will be an eighth of what to do. Okay, let's make a quick sikkum on what we just said. So we've spoken about now three cases where it's an Issa Drabonon. The most lenient one is between 1 and 7 days. That's the most lenient, because many poskim take on that up to 7 days is called as man kotz, it's not called a knot at all. So if someone made a shoelace, and it's within 7 days, ideally one should be machne after 1 day, but in eitz hatzorach, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a necessity, one's got no other shoes, then one can be lenient to undo this knot, which was made for less than 7 days, even though it's more than 24 hours. That's number one. Number two is a kesher, which is a double knot, which is more chomor, it's a double knot, it's a shadow of a kesher uman, it's more strict, that we allow the mokum tsar. If there's a discomfort to a person, oh sorry, there's a discomfort, it means a person made a double knot in his shoes, and he can't go to sleep, because he can't take his shoes off, very uncomfortable, can't shluff, so that we allow him to undo it himself, that double knot. And now number three is a very chomor drabon, it was a knot that was made more than for 7 days, and even if the double knots all draw bonons, these pashtas, then we say the only heter is b'mokum mitzvah. In that case there, the only heter to undo such a knot is b'mokum mitzvah, or to ask a non-Jew to undo such a knot. Those would be the only times one will be allowed to undo such a knot. So b'mokum mitzvah, like a favor Torah, or if it's not a mitzvah, but l'mosha one can ask a non-Jew, the eistat Torah, one will be allowed to ask a non-Jew, it's shvus to shvus, b'mokum and Torah, that would be allowed to done. Okay, Rabbi. What? Yeah, but that could be much more humble because, yeah, richtig. That's why I can ask non-Jew. That's one reason why I can ask.